Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings. This is Sister Nicole of the Star and Crescent Report. And today we're going to continue with the second part of American Horror Story. So I hope you enjoy and listen. And thank you and have a blessed day.
We go further and he says, America desires to keep us a subjective people. So she therefore wants to stop our birth as Pharaoh did. The birth control law or act of today is directed directly at the so-called Negroes and not at the white, the American whites. The story of Moses and the Pharaoh is a warning to you today. They are seeking to destroy our race by the birth control law, just as Pharaoh sought to stop Moses' race by killing off all the male babies at birth. They are seeking to destroy our race through our women. Do not let them trick you. Now, again, the white man is something else, right? He knows that you're struggling. So what he'll do, he'll see parents together, married. Remember this? This is how he, I'm going to show you the double standards and the two-facedness of this devil. Then we'll go into this, and then we're going to go to the next clip. The devil saw black families struggling. And then they were looking for aid just to help them to pay the rent. So what he said is, no, we can't help married couples. We can only help single people. So the parents got divorced, right, so that they could get some type of aid. And then he usurped the man's authority and gave it to the woman, right? And from that point on, he broke family like that. Listen to what he did. Then he comes right back around the other way and say, broken families is a great cause of concern for America. And then he goes to his statistics. Well, black families are such 2, 3, 4, 5 times more likely to be broken up or to have a single apparent household with the mother as the head. See, his policies, his arrogance, his hypocrisy is on display for the entire world to see. And then he goes and uses these chemicals in poor neighborhoods to come after you and the children. And the woman, he's using the woman. She's blind and deaf to the reality of the time. Therefore, she is still begging her oppressor when she's not realizing that it is the oppressor who continues to oppress her. Brothers and sisters, this devil is a deceiver unlike any other. And if you are not careful, even after knowledge of self, this devil will trick you. He's a great deceiver, what the book called him, the arch deceiver. As a deceiver, he has no equal. But let us go. You heard how they were saying that the children, the black people, were being poisoned all over the country with lead poison, right? There's something to that. There's something to that. Remember what I just read to you, how they're moving against the children, right? Now, I want you to pay close attention to this. This is the second clip on this lead poisoning that you've got to pay close attention to, and it'll make sense why they are poisoning all of the urban communities with lead poisoning. Listen to this. This is being proven scientifically.
The stories about lead being found in America's water and soil are endless these days. First, there was Flint. Then the reports started flying in from everywhere. Norwalk, St. Louis, St. Paul, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Columbus. They've all found lead in their water or soil. Lead is a known toxin. There is no safe level for it in the blood. It can cause neurological damage and is linked to all sorts of problems like cancer, heart disease, stroke, anemia, high blood pressure, behavioral issues. Lead can cause a wide variety of health issues. That fact has been told in almost every story of almost every new case of lead being found in our soil or water. What isn't being reported as much is that lead poisoning is actually a cause of crime, according to researchers at the Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. They found that the more lead kids have in their blood, the more at risk they are of being arrested for a violent crime as a young adult. In fact, lead in their blood increases their chances of turning to crime by almost 50%. That's because lead poisoning decreases a person's ability to control their impulses. A healthy individual might stop and think before committing a crime, realizing the potential consequences of their actions, and not do something stupid. When a person has a lot of lead in their blood, that kind of intervention by the brain gets blocked. So the more lead in a person's blood, the more likely they are to do something stupid, like commit a crime they could regret. Their research is backed up by numerous studies, which links the amount of lead in the city's water to its crime rates. For instance, in LA, the area with one of the highest crime rates is South Los Angeles, and it also has the highest concentration of blood lead levels in people under 21 too. Also, in areas where lead has been cleaned up, crime has gone down. And not surprisingly, the areas with the most lead in the water are also our poorest. So not only do poor people get screwed with poisoned water, they get screwed by all the crime that is caused by that poisoning. It's just another example of how the system works against the very people who need the most help. Tonight, let's talk about that circle of awful.
So now you see, they were talking about, on the first clip, about how the children are vomiting, they're throwing up, they're nauseous, they're becoming lazy, they're sick constantly because of the lead poisoning, and no one is addressing that. And then you see on this clip that this is being done purposely to lead you down a pathway to crime, to lead you down dissatisfaction with the system so you can jump up against the system and get either killed or incarcerated. Oh, we got another clip for this, brothers and sisters. But I'm trying to get you to understand that all of this stuff is being done purposely against you. You don't even know these things. You're not even aware that this is taking place because you're too encapsulated in your own arrogance, in all of the madness that is football, that is basketball, that is boxing, that is womanizing, that is scheming. That is the devil. That is how the devil gets down. But, again, this stuff, the devil had to do this. Because this is what the scripture said he would do. The devil has to make himself known. If we go to Fall of America, we're going to go to Fall of America now. We've been in the message of the black man. We're going to go to Fall of America, and we're going to go into Our Savior Has Arrived to prove these points. And then we're going to go to this next clip, which shows you the third part of why they're doing this, this horror show that's going on in America. Against, they're moving against the woman to move against the children, as Herod did. When he saw a threat to his rule coming, he went against the children. This is how Pharaoh and all of the leaders and rulers of the past have done. They go to remove any future threat by going against the womb of the people. So he goes and injects you with AIDS and gonorrhea and syphilis and herpes and all of these things. And when that's not enough, he goes and plants drugs in your community and guns in your community. Then he starts a little shoot up in a beef over a section of an area of the city. This is my turf. You don't own that block. You're fighting over something that Mr. Shlomosky owns over in Israel, right? He's over there living good, and you over there defending his block with a color, red or blue or orange or green or whatever. The madness of the people. But this is how the devil has you twisted up. You are ready to fight and die over a color. You're ready to fight and die over a block that you don't own. And then the devil, he spices it up by sending in trained instigators to kill off more, to start more. Then he steps in and says, we're trying to fight crime. The crime level is up. The crime rate is too great, when he is the root cause of all of it. But if you don't know this and you don't know the time, then you cannot be aware of the situation at hand. This is truly the American Horror Story. But I want to welcome you to this Universal Freak Show. On page 222, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, there is unusual behavior of children. There is unusual love or dislike of children by mother and father, and the destruction of the process of childbirth. There is the great calamity of starvation and great destruction of health and of lives by the use and administering of poisonous drugs, which is practiced upon those who are free and those who are bound. What has been known as America is threatened today with total destruction. America is destroying herself in her effort to destroy her black slaves. The water and air of America are being polluted by the chemical bacteriologists. America's scientists of war conduct dreadful experiments on how best to kill human beings by the millions and wipe out the life of whole continents. Stop right there. Is that not what's going on? America's trying to destroy you and I, but in reality, she is being destroyed. She is making mark of you and I, but the world is now making mark of her. She's gunning us down in the streets, and they're gunning her down in the Middle East and North Africa and in Asia. She refuses to give us justice, and then there's another system emerging that will not allow her to even seek justice within that system. As thou hast done, so shall it be done unto thee. This is a beautiful, beautiful element that God put into the creation. Karma. Blowback. Judgment. We're living in it. I want you to listen closely to this next clip. And you saw how these people were unaware in the first clip about the lead poisoning, and thousands of people had to be evacuated, children sick. You heard in the second one that this was a great cause for violence and a great cause for crime. Now, shouldn't you be able to take these facts that are proven by science and go to the court and say all of these people who were convicted of crimes that lived in these areas should be given a reappraisal and be rehabilitated regardless to the crime that they have done, because we see that it was actually involuntary and forced upon them? Do you think that America's system is just that she would do such? Huh? And if it is not where it would do such, then it's an unjust system that must be removed, right? This is logical. This is right. This is truth. Now listen to this part. This is about them after the fact that they're committing crimes, or the family can no longer pay their bills. The government now is going against its own constitution. Remember that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that the government of America uses retractable laws. They guarantee these rights for their people. But whenever these rights interfere with them mistreating us, they retract these laws. They nullify these laws, right? So in their constitution, they banned death row prisons, right? That this is illegal under the Constitution of the United States. Yet if you don't pay a check, a bounce check, you go to jail. If you don't pay for your license, you go to jail. If you don't pay for insurance that you need for your, you go to jail. If you don't pay child support, you go to jail. These are debtors' prisons. But I want you to look. They are going a step further now. That when the parents can no longer pay their own debt, the government is now taking your children and locking them up. Isn't that fascism? But they want you to believe that you live in a great democracy. Listen to this, man. If they will allow it. I guess Blog Talk is mad with me. They will not allow me to play it. I'm going to try it again and see if they'll allow it. I guess not. Well, anyway, in this clip, the parents around in these urban areas, the parents all throughout America who are unable to pay their bills are having their children taken from them and put in prison, put in jail to serve out the time of the debt. Isn't that something? Children as young as 11 and 12 are being done like this. One man couldn't pay his student loan that he had over 20-some years ago. The SWAT team came to his house and arrested him. Isn't that something? Over a $2,000 loan. A SWAT team. Do you see the madness? This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, that at the end of America, she would lose her grip on reality. And the more she institute these policies, the more she would destroy her own republic. Now, I say to you, is Elijah Muhammad being vindicated? In the way that they're doing us, remember I played on one of the shows. It's amazing because people listen to this show. They don't like to acknowledge it. But I notice every time I do a show, you go back to Facebook, everybody has clips or quotes from some of the people that I've referred to off the show. It's amazing. Isn't that something? And some of them downright have the exact same thing that is said on the show, but they don't say where they get it from. I just chuckle a little bit. But anyway, the Filipino president who called Mr. Carrier and the ambassador of the U.S. a gay SOB and talked about America don't lecture to them because of the way that they are killing black people. Remember, we talked about that on the show. The next day or that same, later on that day on Facebook, everybody was talking about it. But it was made known on the show. But I can deal with that. But I want you to pay close attention because the same thing is happening. Remember what the messenger said. That every time America tries to do something to us, Allah will expose her for the entire world. And the little nations will start standing up to her, giving her a much, much undesirable headache. So Mr. Duterte, who is the president of the Philippines, once again said, I am no American puppet. He said, I will cuss Obama to his face. I will call him an SOB. That's what he said. And so at the G20 meeting, Obama said he heard some of the stuff. He said, but we have negotiations ongoing, and we'll talk to our ally because the Philippines is a strategic ally, as he said. But this morning, all of a sudden, he canceled that meeting with the Filipino president, who said that when he meets Obama face-to-face, he was going to call him an SOB. You don't tell me what to say. I'm not your puppet, and don't talk down to me. This is what he was saying to Obama. Did you think that you would witness something like that 20 or 30 or 40 years ago? Do you see how time is making manifest the fall of America? The little nations are awake, Muhammad said. They look for you for true friendship, yet you deceive them. So now, they are calling your bluff and calling you out. I hope some of you can make out what he's saying here, but he has an accent, plus in certain areas he's speaking Filipino. This is only a minute. See, this is the disgrace for what they're trying to do to us with the lead and the prisons and all of this stuff like this, the drugs in our communities, the violence. God is now exposing them on such a level that they're being disgraced universally for the whole world of mock and make mock. But listen closely at this 1 minute clip.
I am a president of a sovereign state, and we have long ceased to be a colony. I do not have any master except the Filipino people. Nobody but nobody. You must be respectful. Do not just throw away questions and statements. Putang ina mamurahin kita dyan sa forum na. The campaign against drugs will continue. Maraming mamatay dyan. Plenty will be killed until the last voter is out of the streets. Until the drug manufacturer is killed, we will continue, and I will continue, and I don't give a shit about anybody observing my behavior. Nobody has the right to lecture on me. God, do not do it. Gusto mo, yeah, the right word, magkapabuyan tayo doon. Ginawa mo sa akin yan. I do not accept that proposition that anybody is superior than me. We're supposed to be equal then.
So, we're looking at nations challenging America, but what did Elijah Muhammad say in chapter 62 of Fall of America? With nations rejecting peace offers and nations laughing and making mock of you forever seeking peace and friendship, as it is written, peace is desired more than fine gold. Now to see all of these things coming to pass, things that we did not know that we would see. We did not know that we would see such a Goliath, such a giant fallen. Goliath, who has defied the nations of the earth to come out and fight with them, as Goliath did before Israel. Now, nations make mock of the great giant of the earth, America. than that Elijah Muhammad? So America's kicking hell inside our own borders, trying to keep jobs looking like they're growing, trying to keep our economy looking like it's growing. She's now trying to stop this festering racial divide that is soon to explode into insurrection and war. And on the outside, war, war, and more war, with a little dressing of disgrace on top of it. Allah's making America eat at the buffet of disgrace. And she's having a healthy dose. And this buffet is all you can eat. And then so, for her mistreatment of you and I, our God is disgracing her. And as the book says, and what did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say to us? He said that when America falls, her allies would leave her. Didn't he say that? As she starts falling, they would start leaving her in droves because they would see that she is in the midst of a great destruction. She is in the midst of the chastising of Allah. Matter of fact, I think it's 60. Let's go to chapter 60 real quick. And I'll play this clip here to give you an idea of all that you see going on. So, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, on 248-249, in this time in which we are now living in, there is no respect for dignity. The president leaving the country to travel afar, India and Asia right now, to meet with rulers of foreign countries to discuss the strange things that are happening and the strange things that will happen between the nations. What did they say? We're trying to come up with some kind of stimulus that will help the global economy recover, will grow, so that we can preserve the world order. Isn't that what he said? But they know that it won't work. But they're still trying. Muhammad says, the beautiful and rich country of America, to which many people of Europe and Asia migrated, seeking refuge. In this country, as the prophecy is now coming into fulfillment, in that day and time, everyone will begin to go away from America instead of coming to America. As the revelation in the Bible teaches us of the prophecy that they will stand afar off and see the fire of her, America's burning, and for fear of it, they will lift up their heads and their voices. They will lament for her. America's trade is cut off, and all of her delicious and delicate things that she used to have in trade, it is all gone. In 1 hour, meaning one day, it came to pass here in the Western Hemisphere. Now, when we look to North America and we see Canada and America, we see them as strategic allies. We see these both of them as evil nations, right? But Canada has yet had sense enough to hedge her bets against the American collapse, because she is now joining the Chinese-run AIIB bank. You've heard me talk about that bank a lot. That's the Asian Infrastructure, International Infrastructure Bank. It is a rival to the IMF and the World Bank, along with the BRICS Bank. So now the whole global order is changing. The dollar is dying. And America's political clout is waning. The great military and economic juggernaut is being paralyzed before your eyes. And this is a great American horror story. And now we're saying welcome to this Universal Freak Show. Listen to this about Canada and how Canada is moving economically into the embrace China as the currency wars heat up.
Factions have formed and a new world order is emerging. China is attempting to overtake global hegemony and its actions are clearly evident. The AIIB is growing in size and China is expanding its reach each and every day. You came here for the truth, so let me unveil that for you. Let's look at Canada joining the AIIB. Huge news, as we see such an ally of the US, which is essentially the World Bank, the IMF. Obviously, they are definitely sided with the U.S., with the West. But now we see yet another U.S. ally joining the AIIB. So let's get into it right away. Canada applies to join the China-backed AIIB, latest U.S. ally to apply. As you look at their integration in with the U.S., exporting much of what they produce into the U.S., clearly a partner politically. We saw even what happened when that brief Prime Minister Paul Martin got in there and signed that North American treaty and then left. And that was all done here. We can see the allied, the partnership of North America happening, but here is something that goes against that. And this would be obviously a very important point. At the bottom, the multilateral institution seen as a rival to the Western-dominated World Bank and Asian Development Bank was initially opposed by the U.S., but attracted many U.S. allies, including Britain. And we've seen the all around the world, in fact, countries are joining. I'll show you a list in just a moment. So what I would like to say is that, you know, you have this sort of opposing force, the AIIB versus the IMF and the World Bank. But hang on for a second here. This is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. If you're interested in knowing information about it, just head over to AIIB.org. All the news that's coming out right here, you can read about it. You can read about the founding of it and everything like this if you're interested to do so. And the very first one, the most recent news, President Jin welcomes Canada's decision to apply for a membership. Of course, they want as many countries to join up as possible. All right, then you look at this from the IIB Times. ADB, IMF, World Bank to cooperate with the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. So what we see here is Christine Lagarde, the whole crew up there saying, we're going to cooperate. They're a great institution. Everything is so great. Everything's so wonderful. Now, if that's actually the case, we know that they'll be up to the same deeds as the, you know, supranational organizations such as the IMF. We know that they won't do good. And they're not just, let's say, a for-profit organization. They're actually here to do misdeeds. So let's see what happens. I just wanted to bring that out. I feel it's important. This right here is a Wikipedia article that has been tallying up all of the countries, and you can see all of them and what their investment is, the percentage of shares, everything like that. So that will be in the description for you to check out. It's interesting. It's interesting to see because it's really all around the world. It doesn't seem to be, you know, geographically oriented in any way, shape, or form. We can see that everybody, and this is the way I see it, everybody wants to be an ally of China. You know, this century here, Jim Rogers isn't the only one who said this, that it's the century of China. So we'll see really what happens. But this, to me, shows people's desire to do business with China. They want to expand it. They want to be friendly with China during this time. If you found this video informative, please give me a thumbs up. Last but not least.
So, we're looking at nations that were once in America's power grip, seeing America's falling, and trying to position themselves in a new order that is coming up out of the East. Isn't this exactly what Elijah Muhammad said that would happen? I mean, I'm just asking, because we have so much proof to point to. Now, how did if this man who had, you can even call it an education, who had little form of education, said that God taught him all of these things, and everything that he said we can point to, we can show you, we can touch, we can feel, we can smell, we can taste, then it should give you pause and make you re-examine who this man is. And when the devil is always talking about students of this man, always raising them high, then sometimes you got to sit back and say, well, if the student is like this, I need to go and look at the teacher. Because the teacher got to be awesome to produce students who I'm in awe of. And he didn't own, he just gave them a little bit of what he had. See, this is the right way of thinking. This is the right way of analyzing stuff. This is the truth. Brothers and sisters, I know time is out. I'm getting the cue in my ear right now saying 60 seconds. You please listen to me. Give me a little bit more of your time. I love my people, and I want you to get this. And so, let me tell you this, too, before we go off the air, before we get clicked off. I've been having problems downloading and uploading shows. They have been giving me problems, so what I'm going to have to do is start cutting some of the shows in half, right, and putting them on. And it'll be like if you see a show that you've heard before, listen to it anyhow. It might be half and then another half later. It might be part one, part two, or part 1A, part 1B, or something like that. I'm just letting you know this. I get all this trouble, but I continue to come. And by the way, black man and black woman, we celebrate 1,152 shows today and 7 years of being on the air. Powerful job. And not one person has been able to disprove anything that we've said. Isn't that something? Think about that. We're standing on this truth like this, and most people can't stand on the truth for 7 seconds without being questioned, without being brought into shame or embarrassed. But what I'm saying to you is the moves that America is making against you and I is causing a backlash politically around the globe, and causing her to be exposed, and also causing the nations to see that they cannot trust her for friendship, which means that they are now, more than ever before, looking for something new. So you see more of her allies, so-called, reaching towards the east, because they see something more tangible, and they know that there's a mathematical certainty and probability that America and the Brentwood system is going to collapse and collapse hard. Oh, man, I tell you what. Oh, brother, you don't have to worry about it. I'm about to get on that part. I'm about to get on that. Brother gives me a cue. All praise is due to Allah. Sends me a text message that I just so happen to look down. See how Allah works. I just so happen to look down as I'm teaching, and I see my cell phone, and I see a message go across it. Brother telling me to talk about the Hanjing, I think that's how you pronounce it, shipping line going bankrupt. Well, I was getting on that. And how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, remember we taught this and I told you, go back and listen to some of the shows. I told you to expect this to happen. Go back. I read it directly out of the Theology of Time where the messenger told us to expect this. And how Allah goes to break the power of the white man by breaking their power of trade. Go back and listen. And look at what happened. And we were telling you to be prepared for this. The shipping lines would be shut down. They would go belly up and bankrupt. And this would have a global ramification. This would have global consequences. And then from that we are telling you that America will be sanctioned globally. Nothing coming in, nothing going out. Do you not see this? How come everything we're saying and nobody else is speaking about? But what we're saying is happening right in front of you, yet you don't give ear to it. And I also want to say this before I go to the first, brothers and sisters, please, after the show, just in case we get cut off, after the show, please, go and donate to the Hiram 1555 blog. This is a labor of love, but at the same time, it takes a lot of time to get these clips and get prepared for this show, okay? And also to keep the articles going and stuff, and also please go and patronize the Health Blaze at thehealthblaze.com. Do that. Now, this shipping line shows us that America is falling. But before I go into the shipping line, I'm going to need about 16 more of your minutes because I do want to talk. I had all the plans in the world to talk about this. I'm going to let Dave or the X-22 report talk to you for 4 minutes about how everything is falling apart. Then we're going to come back, right? And he's going to give you another minute about the whole system is an illusion. And then we're going to wrap it up with two more clips. One about the disappearing of the jobs. Remember Elijah Muhammad says there will be no jobs. And then to close it out, we'll have him to talk about the collapse of global trade. Exactly what I got the text message from. We're going to have that done. I just need your time to play these last little clips. Brothers and sisters, please just be patient with me. You've been patient with the devil. Please give your brother a little time with you. I want to go to this clip real quick. This is 4 minutes. Pay close attention.
The Economic Collapse Financial News. Now, today we see the market is down. Gold was suppressed once again, and I'll get into gold in a little bit. But what we're looking at right here is the U.S. government central bankers, their mission is to keep this illusion alive up until the collapse and throughout the collapse. And the only way they can do this is they need to manipulate everything to convince the public the economy is doing well. They did it back in 2007 going into 2008. They did it very well. But since that period of time, they've mastered the illusion. But when we look at these economic indicators, we see that things are rapidly starting to fall apart. We know that the unemployment numbers, they are completely manipulated. Here in the United States, we understand they manipulate them. And Europe is doing the same thing as the United States, where they don't count those people who have fallen off the job market. We see the Eurozone July unemployment rate has inched up to 10.1%. And you have to remember, this is the manipulated number. Just like the United States is telling the world that we are at 5%, we know these numbers are much, much worse. We see out in Canada. Now, the first half of 2015, we saw Canada enter a recession with two quarters of negative GDP. And then all of a sudden, everything bounced back. Well, that dead cat bounce, it is over. The second quarter of 2016 GDP slumped to 1.6%, double dipping to the worst since the second quarter of 2009. Now, the problem with this plunge is that oil prices actually had their best quarter in 7 years as the economy tanked. So we can see when we look at all these different countries, they're all starting to get hit right now. We're starting to see GDP go down, unemployment go up, housing, that bubble is popping. And we know out in Japan, for the last 21 years, their unemployment rate continually gets lower and lower and lower. Right now they're at 3%. And everyone is saying, well, if they're in this recession and they're just chugging along here and their economy's not that great and the Bank of Japan owns most of the stock market, how is their unemployment rate at 3%? Well, there's a hidden problem in all this. Just like the United States, where their unemployment is at 5%, the number of men in their prime working years are joining the ranks of Japan's long-term unemployment, and they're just not counted. What's happening here is we see manufacturing, it is shrinking in Japan. The number of manufacturing jobs dropped to 10.3 million in June from 11.7 million a decade ago. And they're becoming a service state like the United States. They're healthcare and welfare sector added 2.7 million jobs. Their manufacturing is declining. And we can see right now they're heading in the same direction as the United States, where they will no longer manufacture. Now, is that day today? No, but they're moving in that direction. And we're starting to see that those individuals who don't or can't find jobs, it's just like the United States, they're just not counted. They're off the job market.
So, this is global. Remember what Elijah Muhammad said? The messenger of God said that there will be no jobs, right? He talked about how this would be a cascading and multiple events taking place that will break the power of the white man universally, right? Is that not what he said? That we're in universal change. And one world is on its way out. And another one is on his way in. And in this clash of civilizations, you will see the breakdown of one system. Are we not watching it? Are we not witnessing it? Is Elijah Muhammad not being vindicated from his words, his actions, and his deeds? Is not God the great arbiter of truth? of God. We're seeing the saints rising from the grave, as the Bible tells you. They're being risen in righteousness because they're being vindicated. This is what it's talking about. We're watching this right now as the world of Adam dies. And we are looking at an American horror story. Look at all the horror that they're talking about. Because she will not do what is incumbent upon her by giving her slaves a break away from her and allowing them to establish an independent territory separate from under her thumb. Without her allowing this and without her helping us for the next 20 to 25 years, there's no way for her to get an extension of time. She must be brought to her knees in abject poverty, disease, failure, and despair. Lest you may say the prophet's lie. So we're looking at this, and no matter what she's doing, the illusion of America's power is dying, and they're trying to grasp on to gold and silver.
The job market. Now, when we look at gold, we understand gold is a problem for the central bankers. They can't let gold rise, and we know they suppress it every chance they possibly can get. Now, we saw that someone dumped almost $5 billion of notional gold into the futures market to bring the price close to $1,300 an ounce. And we've been seeing this last week and this week. Actually, this is a good time for everyone. Start purchasing. It's on sale. Remember what they did back in 2007, 2008 with the subprime securities, where they kept the illusion alive, even though everyone was defaulting, and these subprime securities were worthless. They were garbage. They kept the illusion alive to everyone that these were AAA incredible investments. Look what they're doing to gold right now. They need to keep that illusion alive by continually suppressing gold. And eventually what's going to happen, just like back in 2008, it will all fall apart. The illusion will be ripped away, and gold will move up once again.
And thing is, what he's telling you, that if gold moves up, the dollar moves down. Meaning that you will have a decline in confidence, a crisis in confidence, in fiat currency, in the backing of the U.S. economy, the backing of the U.S. dollar. This means an implosion of the system. This means the collapse of the Bretton-Woods Agreement. This means the fall of America, in layman's terms. This is the devil talking to you, but they're talking over your head. But I'm going to give it to you I'm going to tell you just what they mean and what they're saying to you. They don't want to say it outright, but they're telling you, Elijah Muhammad is right. They're telling you that this is the truth of God. They're telling you that they have no recourse from what God has ordained. But you want to fight against it. You crazy as hell. But this is predicted. And the devil knows that his end is in sight. He knows this thing. And he knows that no matter what he does, the job situation for him will continue to worsen by the day. Listen closely.
We see ADP came out with their job numbers, and we can see right now that job numbers are manipulated. The initial jobless claims are rising right now. ADP is saying that the trend is good, but jobs shrank. And we can see right now that construction jobs fell by 2,000. No manufacturing jobs were created. Service jobs, well, they were added to, and we can see right now that these type of jobs are all low-paying type of jobs. And we can see that nothing has changed. They're continually manipulating all of this, and there are no manufacturing jobs. Construction jobs are dropping. We're adding bartenders, waitresses, servers. And all of this is happening as we're in this incredible recovery of an economy. And we can see right now, this is not a recovery. This is a collapse of the system. Now, since all these jobs are being created, and they're telling us how great it is, We would think that retail would expand, stores would open, more people would be shopping online, online would be booming. We're not seeing this. Actually, 812,000 cable subscribers, well, they decided to cut their services. Why? Because they don't have the funds to pay for it. So right now, we're seeing that there's 1.4 million fewer pay TV subscribers in the second quarter of 2016 compared to 2015. And no, they're not moving over to other systems. They're saying we can do without. We see pending home sales. Well, guess what? On a year-to-year basis, pending home sales have dropped by 2.2%. Now, they thought it was going to rise by 2.2%. They were completely off. Now, they made many, many different revisions, negative revisions. And we can see to improve the month-on-month number, they revised the information and they were able to put out there that there was a positive month of 1.3%. But when we look at what's happening from a year-to-year basis, we are down by negative 2.2%. All they're doing is manipulating the data to convince you that things are going well. But guess what? They are not. We see the Chicago PMI. Well, we had a dead cat bounce once again. And we can see right now that that bounce, well, it doesn't exist anymore. And we can see that they missed expectations of 54.09. It came in at 51.5. It slowed down in the summer. And we can see right now that the June jump and the July kind of jump, all those gains were completely erased. Gone.
So, everything is pointing towards the end. You brothers and sisters, I need six minutes. That's what I need. I need to play this 5 minutes and 30 second clip it's 5 minutes and 2 seconds, I'm sorry. But I'm going to need 6 minutes because I got to close out. I want you to pay close attention to what is going on. Because in closing, I think I'm going to go to Jeremiah. Something is telling me to go to Jeremiah in the Bible. So I think we're going to go there shortly. But I want you to pay close attention to what is happening in the trade, what is happening in the international arena, so that you can understand that God is directing these things and he's breaking the power of the white man. When you see the bankruptcies, when you see the collapse, when you see the stall in shipping and the rejection of ships to ports, this is Allah breaking the power of the white man universally. And know that your time has come. I want you to pay close attention to this. All right? Please.
Gone. Out in Finland, we see they're going to do an experiment. And that experiment is unleashing helicopter money. So they're going to randomly select a group of 2,000 to 3,000 citizens already on unemployment benefits. And they will begin to receive a monthly basic income of 560 euros, which is about $600. The basic income will replace their existing benefits. And they want to see how this pilot program does. And they're going to run it until 2018 to see if helicopter money works. Will these people go out and purchase goods to stimulate the economy? Most likely it will not, because we know from the past this does not work. People save it because they don't know when they're going to receive another check like this. They're not just going to run out and purchase goods like crazy. And most of the time, the helicopter money is not even enough to say, hey, I can pay for my rent, my electric, and everything else, and go out and purchase goods. So this experiment most likely will fail. We see that the International Bank of Reconstruction and Development, one of the 5-member institutions of the World Bank Group, sold 500 million SDR-denominated 3-year bonds carrying a coupon of 0.49% at an auction in China's interbank market. This was the first SDR-denominated offering in over three decades. And this is right before the yuan is going to be included in the SDR basket come this fall. And we can see already that China is making their move into the market. Now, something very interesting happened, and we talked about how supplies are going to freeze up when this economy completely breaks down. And we're getting evidence of how this might happen. Now, we know the credit bubble will pop and there won't be any credit. But when we think about shipping, what happens when shipping companies go bankrupt and their assets are frozen and they can't make the payments to the ports? It won't allow the ships into the ports. Well, guess what? You have a delivery problem. Guess what? It's already happening. South Korea's Hanjin Shipping, this is the seventh largest container ship, they have filed bankruptcy. Their assets are frozen. They are being denied access to certain ports. So what does this mean? Well, they will not be able to make deliveries to the U.S., Europe, Asia, Southeast and West Asia. They have 5,000 global staffs, shipping terminals all around the world. And when you look at this, they have the world's top 10 container carriers that operate some 70 liner and tramper services around the globe. Over 100 million tons of cargo annually. They have 150 container ships and bulk carriers. What does this mean? Well, if they can't get into the ports, they can't make delivery. And South Korea's Ocean Ministry estimates 2 to 3 month delay in shipping or more. Now, if this happens to other shipping companies where they cannot pay their port fees, this is going to be a complete disaster. And we know once there is one that declares bankruptcy, there will be others that follow. As the Baltic Dry Index hovers around 700 or so now and is dropping, this will spread. They've already been decreasing the number of ships. So we can see already we are going to have a global supply chain problem. It will fail. And you might not be looking at supplies on the shelves for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It's going to be a complete disaster. And this is why everyone needs to be prepared for what is coming.
You know, it's amazing. He says, with this thing going on, you may not have supplies on store shelves for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. This is why we're constantly telling you to make self-preparations for what is going on. Because this thing is going to be brutal. I know we say it's going to be brutal a lot, but when this thing goes down, if you have listened to the show and if you have made preparations, you know what you're going to say? I'm glad I listened to the only show that truly represented Elijah Muhammad's teachings because it saved me and my family's life. And not only are we surviving in the midst of want, in the midst of desolations, we are not only surviving, we're thriving. This is what you need to understand because what is on its way will be global. There's no running from this. You understand? All, even the white scholars are telling you this thing is universal. It's global. So you can't run from this. Every nation will be affected by this because there's war to come. There's desolations to be poured. And there's liberation of an entire people that is at stake in God, the great strategizer. Has moved the positions into all of these things into position, the chess pieces, so that we can take it and crown ourselves kings of a new world. In Jeremiah 50, it reads like this: a sound of battle is in the land and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for thee, and thou art also taken. O Babylon, and thou wast not aware, thou art found and also caught, because thou hast striven against the Lord. The Lord hath opened his armory and hath brought forth the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the utmost border. Open her storehouses, cast her up as heaps, and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all of her bullocks. Let them go down to the slough. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their salvation, their visitation, excuse me, the voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none therefore escape. Recompense her according to her works, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all of her men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O thou most proud, saith the Lord God of hosts, for thy day is come, the time that I will visit thee. And the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise up. And I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all around him. This is the day of the Lord. This is the visitation of God to America and the white world. This is the liberation of 68 million apples of God's eye. Be happy, be thankful, be grateful that you have a mighty Savior. I want you to go forth and tell everyone that you have been acquainted with a Jesus that is no longer to come. I want you to tell the world that don't look for Jesus to come anymore. For your Savior, Jesus Christ, has already arrived in the person of one, Master Farad Muhammad. Look, look up, and your salvation has come. In the name of the last and the greatest messenger of God, with an undying love and passion for the liberation, the upliftment, and the redemption of 68 million of our kind, first here in America, then the billions around the world. I want you to know, remember this, that your little brother, Rashid Muhammad, loves you with all his heart and soul, but my love always pales in comparison to Almighty God Allah, the divine messenger of God, and the mighty, mighty, mighty nation of Islam. Till we next meet again, my black man, my black sisters, my brothers, my sisters. Stay strong, stay true, and remember that time is on our side. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day. That I like the mood I'm in.